My name is Tom Ottinger. I've been coming to the events at Wine Week for the last 3 or 4 years and really enjoy, especially the cellar notes, because you have an opportunity to listen to some of the winemakers and they talk about their craft and how much it goes into making the various wines.
There's a fair amount of wine in front of you. You are encouraged to spit or dump, but that's totally up to you.
You have to have a good story when you're going around the country. It's like there's such a plethora of wine. You know, it's like, okay, what makes you unique and different? My name is Cheryl Indelicato, and I'm a third-generation vintner from California, and tonight I'm highlighting my handcraft brand. And we've got a Chardonnay, a Pinot Noir, and a Cabernet that we'll be sharing throughout the evening with our guests. I mean, we all have kind of like our unique things. I mean, there's obviously events all across the country, but people in New Hampshire are really special and unique, and I enjoy coming here.
My name is Joel Peterson. I'm the founder and winemaker of Ravenswood Winery. I started the winery in 1976 as a little tiny winery, and I've grown a little bit since the beginning. I am the largest producer of Zinfandel in the known world. We're talking red Zinfandel. Is there any other kind? Please. Yeah, white Zinfandel is totally ersatz. Yeah. No, serious red Zinfandel. Zinfandel has this kind of range of flavors that range from red raspberry to black raspberry to plums to cherries to black, really black fruit, like blackberries.
The final wine is our flagship, which is my wine, the M by Michael Mondavi. This is a 2009 vintage. It's 100% from a little 14-acre vineyard on Atlas Peak. On that 14 acres, we'll harvest about 12 separate days over a three-week period.
My name is Nicole Broussard-Jordan. I am the wine buyer and wine marketing specialist for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission. I do all of the sales, promotion, selection of wines in our 77 locations. It sounds like fun, doesn't it? I have I Am Rosé, and Michael just taught me a little trick of having I Am Rosé on ice, and it really is a wonderful aperitif.
My grandfather taught me about ice in wine when I was probably 13 or 14 years old. He says, on a hot day, the most refreshing beverage is a mixture of wine and water and ice. My name is Michael Mondavi, and my son and daughter and wife and I started the Michael Mondavi Family Estates, small vineyard and wine company in Napa, where we have 3 parcels of vineyard land. The one thing I would urge people who are just learning about wine, trust your palate. If a wine tastes good to you, it is. If a wine doesn't taste good to you, it's not to your taste. Don't let me or anyone else say you need to learn to like Cabernet Sauvignon.